When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, it's a brand new season of the podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about what to do when a stranger scolds your child in public, short of just punching them in the dick. Oh my god, what's that? It's the theme music!
We're getting big, no worries, our dicks have had some kicks. Walk the toilet, save the world. We're getting big, no worries, our dicks have had some kicks. Walk the toilet, save the world. We're getting big, no worries, our dicks have had some kicks. Walk the toilet, save the world.
If at first you don't succeed, tweak the formula after 100 episodes. My name is Adam Caton Holland.
I'm Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
And this is the Grolix Saves the World, a podcast about making your world a better place.
Yeah.
A little twist on an old fave. I like it.
If this is your first time joining us, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, this is the same podcast you know and love with a few tweaks for a lot of reasons, to get back to the main premise of just bettering our world.
Also, 4 years in.
After 100 episodes of doing challenges to better the world around us,
we're fucking professionals.
We have become gurus.
We are experts.
Yeah. We're experts.
Black belts.
You've heard that belts. You do 10,000 hours of something, that also 100 podcasts is the same thing. The math.
You know how to better the world instinctively. We've read Twilight. We did a yoga class.
We went to a rage room.
We've floated.
We play baseball. We get it. We know how to improve the world. And so now we can start applying what we learned to our actual lives.
Yes.
We can help each other and hopefully help you, the person listening to this. Maybe you can relate to these situations. And this will let us have more guests, which is something that we've always wanted to do. But either way, still chipping away at the old toilet world.
Yes.
Isn't that the log line we discussed? Chipping away at the old toilet
hold
world?
On. Now do the song. Chipping away
at the toilet world.
Okay.
Chipping away at that old toilet world.
That's it. And then we're chippy, and we're yipping away, and then we're chipping.
I like it. Doesn't have to go to Dave Matthews territory.
I like
territory.
A bluegrassy. We're chipping away at the old toilet world.
No, that's not bluegrass, Adam.
Country or something. Bluegrass. What is it? It's a genre. Well,
Adam, I also want to pull the curtain back a little bit.
Yeah,
go ahead. And part of the reason for people listening, a little bit of an earnestness horn, a soft earnestness horn. No, I think we all agree that the challenges after a while stop being about actual improvement, self-improvement, and they kind of became more about servicing the episode. And I think we were all at times with
our
schedule being
You're telling me learning Gen Z slang didn't make the world a better place.
But also, I think we were, after 100 episodes, we were burning out a little bit from that format, and we wanted to zhuzh it, you know, spice it up a little bit, do something different. This is a zhuzh.
Have the reverberations of the earnestness horn dissipated? Are we free?
They're done.
I think we are free. It was a small one. It was a riff sailboat. It wasn't a full.
A lot of people are saying you guys were tired of losing challenges to me, and that is why.
Oh, a lot of people were saying that.
We had to step back.
A lot of people were saying that. Were they, Adam?
Do
you remember when I beat the dog shit out of you at jujitsu? When I beat the dog shit out of you.
What's really sad is when you set that sentence up, I was like, this can only be jujitsu.
When I beat the dog shit out of you making a cake. You remember when I did all of those things?
That cake one, that was bullshit. My cake was better than yours.
I won that one.
We don't have time.
Motherfuckers. I won that one, motherfuckers.
The judges were wrong. The judges were wrong.
We don't have
the
time.
Wrong.
If you want to go back
wrong.
And hear signature
you can't get him. He's
like
doing
this.
His voice now. You can't. He's locked into it.
The judges were wrong. It's annoying.
If you want to hear more of this signature bickering, go back into the past 100 episodes. These are the new 100 episodes where we do a weekly episode for you, the fan.
Wait,
and can we talk
does
about,
that mean we're not going to bicker anymore? Because I came here to fucking bicker. I don't
this is a,
like you guys.
I need my dose.
Never like
it's a kumbaya pod. It's a kumbaya pod for the fans. And I want to talk about these fans for a minute. A lot of people say Grolix fans are stupid. Grolix fans steal. Grolix fans will just pick fights because they're missing something fundamental.
I've heard these.
Them.
Yes,
a
Grolix
lot of people
fans.
Say Grolix fans. What
are the leading cause of catalytic converters being stolen in the city of Denver? A lot of people.
A lot of people say Grolix fans never close their mouths. A lot of a lot of people say Grolix fans don't understand.
Adam, let's get through it. Let's get through it. Producer Ron is pissed.
I say those people are assholes because Ben and I were just on the road doing comedy, and these Grolix fans were coming out from the woodwork, and they're the sweetest, most supportive,
you're the best
people that drive multiple states, that bring us gifts, like Steph in Maine, who brought us a handmade map of Riff City, which is the most incredible gift I've ever received in all of comedy. This woman,
and
Steph
is not from Maine. They drove up, I believe, from New Hampshire or Massachusetts, I believe. But yeah.
No, New England's all the same to me. A pastiche of white people who are mad about football.
You literally just described Denver.
Yeah.
The whole U.S. is the same to me. America's the same to me.
Pittsburgh's the same way.
A bunch of white people mad about football.
We did a couple shows on the East Coast, and it was flattering and heartwarming to have fans and friends of the pod come out in plentitudes. And so it means a ton to us. You all are the best people. You're all so sweet. You're all kind, and it means a lot to us. And
despite
we want to build
what everyone's
that.
Saying.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're doing this once a week. That's the long-winded way of saying all of that.
Yeah, that is a long-winded way of saying that.
And side note, besides the fans, if you ever want a true window into Ben Roy 100% crazy, drive with him from New Hampshire to Maine. The second you cross the state line, my man ratchets up. We were in New Hampshire. It was picturesque. It was beautiful. We're driving around in a Chevy Spark in the dead of winter in New England. Who wouldn't be happy? And then we get to Maine, and Ben fucking is road rage. He's just like this. Look at this fucking asshole. Look at this fucking asshole. He's trying to get in front of. He's trying to hold us back. It was insane. The second we got to Maine, Ben was at full.
He speaks
11.
The language,
dude. It was a wild.
I get fucking so annoyed with it. Like, get out of the fucking road, you fucking redneck. No one gives a fucking shit that you're hauling 14 pounds of fucking like couch springs or whatever is in the back of your fucking truck, and you're doing.
They steal them in Maine. That's the catalytic converter of Maine.
Oh,
they take springs out of your couch while you're sleeping.
If Ben saw that guy in New Hampshire, you know what Ben would do? He'd break a little bit, shift lanes.
What
fucking word?
Because New Hampshire people are fucking quaint. They're fucking quaint people. But then you cross the border into Maine and it becomes malicious. You know they're doing it maliciously.
No, it becomes malicious.
Yeah, you spelled that.
That's what I was saying,
wrong.
Adam. No, I said maliciously. That's what I meant. It's a malicious.
Malicious
act.
Sounds like a combination of militia and delicious.
No, you know what I love about Adam is we went to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and we found a city that is the physical embodiment of Adam Caton Holland. There is
I know,
never
I saw the if, pictures.
If anybody wants to see, if you're ever wondering what would it be like if Adam Caton Holland were a town, it is Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
What does a $160 flannel shirt look like as a city? There you go. It looks like that.
I've never felt more seen, dude. Colonial architecture. IPAs, restaurants with $3 oysters shucked right there. That's unreal.
Dude, we were there and Adam was like, you could not. I thought he was going to explode into just like a fucking into a hail of oyster shells and bottle caps because you were
on the last day we were walking around and I was like, we got to get out of here. I'm going to buy art.
Uh-oh.
That's exactly. But anyway, that was a wonderful trip, a wonderful set of shows. We are, for people listening, we're going to do that Maine show again and a Portsmouth show again next year. And coming with me will be Andrew Orvidal this next time. So we're going to have a blast for our fans in New England that are listening. So be ready. Be on the lookout.
Downtown Augusta, Andrew Orvidal.
No way, dude. You got what if Worcester were a town written all over you?
Cool.
But so we're going to bring some gripes. We're going to be bringing things maybe we're working on, things that we're processing.
Things that are disrupting our worlds. Things that have upset our world in some ways that we can maybe make better. And then hopefully in the future, in your world, in the guest's world, all of those things.
Exactly. Or maybe there could be anything. It could be that, hey, I found this thing I'm working on. I'm doing. It's working for me. Any number of things.
Okay, so kicking off the new format, episode 101, who's got something we can work on to make their world a better place? You've got...
Yes, please.
Oh, my God.
Adam. Oh, my God.
Adam, you don't have to raise your hand on a podcast, but I will call on you. Yes.
Adam, what gripe is gripping you right now? What gripe you griping on?
I'm gripping
what's
on
pinching
this gripe?
Your butt? What's pinching your butt?
Oh, what's slamming that pooter shut right now? Tell us it, bud.
I don't know.
And the rip is
done. The request anymore. But a thing that's bothering me quite a bit.
No, what's slamming your pooter?
All right, come on. Okay, I understood it, and I'll yes and it by responding to it, but not repeating it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm pissed. I'm straight up pissed, and I've been wanting to talk about this anywhere, in a park, to strangers. Somebody yelled at my kid in public.
What?
Somebody fucking yelled at my 5-year-old
son, in front of you?
Malcolm.
In front of you. They did this in front of you.
No, I was not there. In front of my wife and in front of my 2-year-old.
They
yelled at him.
Okay.
And I've been like worked up about it ever since. Like I'm pissed.
All right. Well, it sounds like you need to do something about this.
In my defense, he was being annoying. No, just kidding. I want to hear this.
Stop.
Yeah. I think you're correct to come to Andrew and I, two completely untrained voices, and one with quite a problem controlling his temper, and then the other one who probably is a little bit
quite a problem controlling his temper.
Yeah. So I think you've come to the right place, Adam. I think
you are dads as well, and yes, you understand people maybe going after your kids a little bit, and it's sort of the first time it's ever happened, and I have never felt a rage like this rage.
That's
I'll tell you
okay.
That.
Well, I want to hear this, but let's take a quick break. If you've listened to the pod before, you're used to having 2 stand-up breaks. No more. You've suckled at that teat too long. You've grown.
Yes, you have.
You've
your
grown
LDL
soft
and
on the milk
HDLs
of stand-up comedy that we gave you. You will get some stand-up later in the show. You can consider
you only
it your
need
dessert.
Colostrum in the first 3 months of a riff. After that, it's
so we are going to take a quick break. We do want to plug our Patreon. We have an awesome Patreon. It's got 3 tiers. It has a ton of bonus stuff. It even has a pod within a pod called Boy Crazy. We're introducing some new listener feedback segments. You can tell us what's getting your gripes, what's slamming your pooter
what
shut.
What slams the pooter? we want to know.
So check out our Patreon for some cool new features like that. You can check that out at patreon.com/GrawluxSaves. There'll also be a link in the show notes. And when we come back in just a few seconds, I am eager to hear who yelled at Adam's precocious.
Yeah, we're gonna dissect this because you say it and I'm pissed. And I know
and I appreciate
other people
that.
With children here are pissed as well. So yeah, stay tuned. We'll find out which of Adam's 2 children, because one of them is, honestly, if we're being honest, is probably more deserving than the other of it. And I think we both
have
inklings.
That's correct. That is correct. But it wasn't the one who deserves it. It wasn't the one
who deserves it. Wow. Okay. Well, we'll be right back.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Hey, do you love the Grawlix Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, Boy Crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say... How do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/GrolicSaves.
I do want to sign up.
Chipping away at that old toilet world.
And we are back for Act Two, and thanks to the magic of podcasting, it's just been a moment. Hopefully you checked out our Patreon. We are back, and we are dying to hear the story of Adam's child being verbally abused by a stranger. Okay, what happened?
Let me off the fucking leash, dudes.
Oh, my God. God, the outrage terrier.
Are you going to come back this time? Yeah, are you going to come back this time?
Because you do know we had to chase you down into that sand.
You're chipped, but people don't know that.
Here's the kicker. Here's the thing. I don't know how to feed myself. I'll be back at 5, like I come every day. There's this fucking bakery, dudes. There is this bakery.
Here we go. Here
Fuck
we
you.
Go.
A truly no, Adam Caden Holland problem.
Yes. There's a bakery.
Portsmouth the man, as I've been calling.
Yes. It seems like a petty squabble up front, but there's this bakery, and I'm so mad at this bakery, I'm not even going to protect their name. It's Cake Crumbs in Park Hill, Denver, Colorado.
I know Cake Crumbs.
And if you, you know this bakery. It's your neighborhood bakery. There's a lot of activities for kids on the block. There's a lot of families in this neighborhood. This bakery is frequented by children all of the time. My point is they're well used to kids inside of this bakery. And the
way there's a middle school right by it. Like the
middle school right
by
it. We take our kids to gymnastics is on the block. There's like an art garage thing. Lots of
there's a
dance
shop.
Studio.
Is that
pizza shop, toy store. Lots of stuff for kids on this block, and this coffee shop is benefiting from it. They're like the epicenter. Any parent who needs a coffee, any kid that wants a little treat, they're all getting all that foot traffic, and it kills it because of that. I used to like this coffee shop a lot. I found their quality's gone way downhill. I don't know if they sold or whatever, but like Katie and I will often remark to each other about how shitty the service is. We're not dickheads who are like telling them this. But we're always almost just like, oh, I went to Cake Crumbs and the kid just like couldn't be more bored taking my order again. Like, okay, whatever. I get, you know, diffident service industry people. It's a shitty job. Whatever.
Especially but always, teenagers. Teenagers you get. I mean,
well,
like,
they're like
are these employees teenagers or are they full-fledged adults?
Okay. Easily.
Yeah, but you're a young person. You're working and a dad and a mom come in. You're not. You're serving coffee to wasps.
Adam Caden Holland. It's unpleasant. Yes. It's unpleasant, and no one would want to do it. Yeah,
I'm
keep
very
going.
Polite, and I always tip. But they're just rude. And so Katie and I always are like, yeah, I went to Cake Crumbs again. Not only did it suck, but they were rude. But whatever. It's like the place right there that you're going to go because of the convenience. I was out of town. Katie goes in with Malcolm, my 5-year-old, Ellis, my 2-year-old. They're getting treats at the counter. And Malcolm is like so excited. He's like cartoon pawing at the glass, literally just like so excited, like, yeah, give me that brownie, cookie, whatever he wanted. And I asked Katie, we replayed this scene JFK Oliver Stone style. So I was like, tell me exactly what he was doing. She said that there was like maybe 1 foot up. Like, so there was like the appearance of like he's trying to climb the thing, but she's like, he had 1 foot firmly on the ground. And it was just like, ah, I'm excited. I'm trying to mount this thing. Anyway, there was a guy who worked there who was out in the seating area collecting plates or whatever. So he's in amongst people, not behind the register. He sees Malcolm doing this, and he just screams from across the restaurant. Screams like, hey, don't try to climb that cake. Like, get down from there. Just yells at my 5-year-old boy. And my kiddo was so shocked, he just burst into tears. And Malcolm's pretty, like, stoic and shy. And so he quickly, like, swallowed it and was just, like, blubbering. And Katie was just scolded and she told me, she was like, oh, God, I guess we did something wrong. And then she had this moment of like, no, fuck you, dude. And she said loudly, like, Malcolm, this place sucks, which is not like a word we really use in front of him. She's like, this place sucks. Let's go somewhere that treats us nice. And so they left and they just walked out of there. And I was out of town doing comedy at the time. And Katie told me this. And I mean, had I been there, I would have gotten in that dude's face. And I'd be like, dude, you work in a bakery. That's a 5-year-old. He was not breaking anything. Like, calm down. You need to not yell at my son. Like, relax. And yeah. It pissed me off big time. Katie wrote a negative Yelp review, which is fine and great.
How many stars? How many stars?
I imagine none. I don't know. I haven't read the review.
No, you have.
Funny
thing
was like three stars.
Yeah. No, that's the other thing. Their stuff isn't even that fucking good. They do like cake. It's like
it's
got
to be
cake,
so good to be like able to yell at kids. You've got to.
Right. No,
you've got to be Tartine. You got to be like Tartine level to yell at kids.
Oh, Tartine is the shit. I spent a whole morning in line one time in San Francisco. But yeah, so I'm just pissed off about this, and it's never happened in my life that somebody yelled at my kid like that.
That's
and
gross.
I found it to be very undeserved, and
that
I was not
wild.
There. So I'm and like really upset that I wasn't there to
just to give the listener a little more background here. Adam's son Malcolm is the definition of the word moppet. He is very cute. He's like just a very classic little kid, very like shy, very good natured. He's not one of these like
rambunctious, I would never describe dickhead Malcolm as being an unruly child. Like he's never struck me as a kid that like is all over the place.
He wants to be the good guy all the time. He's the rule follower. He's like relates with the good guy on every TV show, and he's like that guy. So for him to be scolded, it really got at his psyche. He's just like, I'm not a bad, I'm the hero.
Exactly. He's really nice. He's very sweet, and he does follow the rules, which is why I've not ever really connected with him, or why I don't like.
Because you're a bad Malcolm.
You like Ellis. Ellis classic. Is pure chaos.
Yes. And I
Katie
think Ellis.
Katie puts Ellis in Dungeons and Dragons terms. She's like, he's chaotic neutral, trending towards chaotic evil. Like, that's what's going on with number two.
Well, he's a kid who doesn't take shit, and he knows what he wants out of
Malcolm
life.
Malcolm is lawful good.
Fuck out of that.
Malcolm is lawful good, 100%.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, he's the, you know, I mean, it's fine if that's what you're into. You know, somebody gets in line, that kind of a thing. But Ellis, that's the real play right there. Everybody listening, Ellis is the kid. No, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I can't imagine.
Did you ever have anybody ever yell at your fucking kids?
No one ever yelled at my daughter because she never fucked up like that. And
Stop
she knew
it.
How to behave in a
Stop
restaurant.
It.
But I'm just kidding. So actually,
I
no.
Because I this horn. No earnestness horn was blasted. It's fair. It's fair
yep,
game.
It's fair
but in all seriousness, no one ever did. I think she didn't even pretend to ever like climb a case. But no, never. Nothing ever really jumped to mind. But there was a time where I had a girlfriend. We lived together, and she had a little boy who was like a. I mean, I hope they don't listen to this. He was like a chimpanzee, and he would climb literally anything he could climb. Like, he wouldn't pretend to climb a display case. He would climb it. He would climb it like a little primate. He'd climb anything and everything, and people would be like, hey, oh my God, get down. You know, they would like holler and stuff. So I have like witnessed that side of it. But in those cases, it was like, yeah, half the time we were the ones yelling, like, Jesus Christ,
merited.
Get down.
Yeah.
Quit, you're tearing the drain pipe off these people's house. What are you doing? Get down.
right.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the other thing I think I would say to people listening about Katie does not seem like the type of parent to me that would tolerate if Malcolm were actually climbing on something that he shouldn't be. Neither of you seem like that. I had a situation where somebody yelled at Milo. And Katie handled it in a much more civilized
Who would yell at
manner.
Milo is also...
What did you do? What was that situation?
The most agreeable kid.
Not that long ago, we were at... what's the outdoor...
How old is Milo in this scenario? Because now he's like 18.
Milo was probably
Now he's working
14
at Crumbs yelling at kids.
14 or so. And we were at... what's the outdoor music venue that during the summer that
Levitt Pavilion.
We were at Levitt Pavilion and we had, you know, it's lawn seating and it's wherever you can find it. And it was packed pretty well. So we moved and we sat down in a big enough space where we weren't, but we had put down some low seated lawn chairs, the ones that sit close to the ground, not high, you know? And so we sat down and Milo sat in these And I saw somebody I knew, so I walked over a few feet to talk to this person. And I look back after I'm done talking, and there's a woman behind Milo hugging him from behind and hugging him. Like, it's somebody I don't know hugging my child. Hmm. And a fully grown adult woman. So I walked up to Milo and I was like, because she had gone, and they were seated probably 6 feet behind us. I was like, do you know that person? And he was like, no. When I set my... Now he's sitting on the ground. He's not sitting in his chair. And he goes, when I set the chair up, she told me to fuck off, and that I was blocking her and to fuck off. And whoa. Then I sat on the ground and she came up and hugged me from behind and said, thank you. But she smells like alcohol and whatever. And oh, boy, man. Did daddy lose
whoa.
It.
Whoa, yeah, dish, girl.
How
dish.
Did you never tell us this? How did you never tell us this?
Oh, daddy lost it and turned around to that whole group of people and told them that if they ever put their arms around my underage child again, that it would be extremely bad for their health. And that
yes. Hell yeah, classic that, 80s TV.
Yeah, and I was like,
the health warning. Not, I'm like, cigarettes, I'm bad yeah. for your health.
You
Surgeon
don't wanna,
General's
you
warning, you touch my kid again. I contain materials that may cause cancer.
And especially if you're pregnant, do not cross me.
I'm incredibly bad for your health. They call me the hot dog. You do not want a piece of me.
Dude, I've been with Ben other times that he's gotten bad at people, and he's used that exact thing. He's been like, it would be bad for
yeah,
your health.
I have heard him saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to work on around. Your 80s action guy
yeah,
stuff.
We got to get no, Ben no. some new,
I
some
turned
new
around,
lines.
I turned around and I was like, don't do that. That would be very bad for you. And then I was like, if that, you put your hands on a fucking underage kid. This kid is 14 years old. You told him to fuck off. Like, you're going to mind your own fucking business. We're going to sit in this chair, as what I told them. And if you have a fucking problem, you come fucking talk to me. But do not touch my child ever again. And
hell
I did
yeah.
not react
hell
in
yeah.
a manner that... so, like...
No, I love that. I love
so
that.
So what did they
that,
do? What did they say?
There
I don't
that.
Know. I mean, I struggle with that response. Because, like, in some respects, I actually think that the way that Katie handled this is probably... Because I do think in that moment you do have a responsibility to show your kid the right way to deal with situations like that
yeah.
going forward.
Yeah.
And I think, like, Katie, even though she used the word sucks, she didn't swear. She just yep. said, let's go, let's take our money somewhere where they treat us nice, which is yep. honestly the best thing. Like, me threatening violence on them is not one I... Teaching your kid that nowadays where people are armed and all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
that's right.
I
that's
know
right.
It's a gut reaction that I think everybody is listening to and saying, I probably would have done the same thing. But, like, on the other hand, I don't think it was the correct thing to show my son in that moment.
That's fair. I guess I'm just really
I don't
relating
know.
To
I'm
your
kind
rage.
Of on your side. Somebody touches your kid, there's like a zero tolerance for that. You're not going to, you know, you're not leaving a one-star Yelp review for the drunk dickhead at the music festival. You got to like
for
shut,
sure.
shut that
for
shit
sure.
down.
Here's two key differences. Ben is a jiu-jitsu master. He can back
I'm
it up.
I'm not a master. That's
He's
weird.
The
well,
Joe
we
Rogan
heard about
of jiu-jitsu.
It. We heard
it.
About it.
We know it.
Well, Joe Rogan does jiu-jitsu, so Joe Rogan is the Joe Rogan of jiu-jitsu as well.
Yeah, but you're like the same type of vibe and style of comedy.
I swear
opinion.
To fucking God. I swear to fucking
Once we
God.
Get your head shaved clean, you're going to be there.
No, but Ben can back it up better than I could back it up. And I asked Katie, was the guy big? And she's like, he was huge. So I was like, oh, got it.
Doesn't
so like,
matter.
I don't know. You know, yeah.
Wow. That is wild. I did actually remember, and I'm not, this is hopefully a quick anecdote. This was not my daughter being yelled at, but this is something that happened when I wasn't there. At Venice Beach, they were walking along, and this guy touched her hair. He, like, was walking next to them, and he was, like, touching her hair, and they didn't know him. He was, this isn't, just as an additional detail, he was, like, a homeless guy, and I think that's why it was... the adults that were with her were like her mom and some of their friends I think they were just like, oh, well, this is just like a person who has like mental health issues or something. But it, like, when I heard about that, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, what? Yeah. Like, how could that even happen? To the point where it is still like, that must have been 10 years ago almost. And it's still... messes with her is having this guy like kind of just come up and touch her hair. That isn't like yelling, but that is a similar situation where just not being there and that feeling of like powerlessness of like, oh, I wish I could have like done something
and I think
or
that's
said
a real,
something.
That's also it. It's like I wasn't there. Katie handled it perfectly, I think. I think she did a great
job.
But yeah, me not being there was like, fuck. Like I really wish I could stand up for my guy right then.
I'm gonna challenge you with something, Adam. And I wanna challenge you like going forward because I know this upsets you.
Rocky training montage.
Dun, dun,
I learned how to fight.
Yeah, this is like a plug for Ben's jiu-jitsu class. I'd like to challenge you for one free buff.
I'm not even gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that. I'm going to challenge you as a guy to let it go and to see that Katie handled it correctly. As a woman, she handled it correctly as a mother. She was assertive. She was honest with them. She did not pick a fight as we would have. She did not need to get in their face. The fact is, if she had, Kate Crumbs is not going to change their behavior. They're not going to do anything like that. Your wife is fully capable of protecting your children in that moment, and she did the right thing. She didn't put herself at risk by getting in that guy's face. She said, you know what? We're not going to come back here, kiddo. We're going to go somewhere where they appreciate us. She went online. She left a story that everybody can see about it, and she went about her day. And I think, personally, the challenge is on you as a man to not feel like you have to step in. She handled it.
Ben, I never thought I would say this, but that was actually pretty wise and unexpected.
Dude, I had
a different challenge. I was going to tell you about these Weber barbecue cubes you can use to start your barbecue. They will burn any building down and not leave a trace behind. Adam! Do you want cake crumbs out of your neighborhood or not?
That's really nice, Ben, and you're right. And I think there might be a dose of toxic masculinity and like, well, had I been there, it would have been a different fucking thing. But
exactly.
I am proud of how Katie handled that. But I feel like I still need to do something. So I'm going to pick up where Katie left off in that negative review.
Yes.
And I'm going to use my platform to say, if you're listening to this, don't go to Cake Crumbs. They fucking suck. They're mean to your kids. Their In a Pinch cake is $37 and it's not good. Go to Honey Hill. It's like 12 blocks away. Yeah, it's not as convenient, but just go to fucking Honey Hill. They're always nice to us. And Katie and I, when we take our kids to this other better place down the street, 12 blocks, we always say, weren't they so nice to us? Like, wasn't that cool? Like, aren't they nice in here? And we just like talk about that. And we like tell them to say thank you and this and that. And like, this is nice. This is a nice place. Let's give our money to this.
Producer Ron actually shared another review of Cake Crumbs with us. This is not Katie's review, but I found this review interesting. Here's the review. New owner management has destroyed this place. The food is not good anymore. Not at all what it used to be. Not to mention the yelling and degrading employees in front of customers. Very disappointing.
Boom,
I used to love this place. So maybe it's trickling down. These employees are being yelled at by the owner. They're taking it out on precocious 5-year-olds.
Something's up.
Cyclical system of verbal
abuse. I agree. Milo, we raised Milo in the Mayfair and Park Hill neighborhood. And so that particular establishment is a place that we've been to quite a number of times.
Yeah, Crystal
and
used
a long
to work
time
next
ago,
door to there. Yeah.
Yeah, she worked at the salon next door. We were there a lot. It was great for a while, and they were great, and then
it
changed.
Nice. Yeah, they were
nice. Yeah, and I agree. I think what you're doing right now is definitely the best way that you can handle it on your end is just by letting people know, hey, I don't believe you should continue supporting this business.
And I like this new version of the Grolic Saves the World where we take out small businesses. We fuck
one at a time. They've had it too good. And if there's one thing Denver needs fewer of, it's independent small businesses. And
I'm going to get a corporate handbook in that place where there's a strict code of how you behave to the customer. And if you don't do it, we cut your benefits, asshole.
I want a Panera.
I want a Panera
in that space.
I was going to pitch some kind of restorative justice, like, oh, maybe there's some way, you know, you could like make it so you could go back to cake crumbs. You could make it like better. But it sounds like if like the owners and managers are being verbally abusive to the employees, it's kind of fucked from the top down. Like, if you can't.
Yeah, I appreciate all these suggestions. And Andrew, you were sort of, you know, showing a little bit of Ellis edge. Malcolm said, I'm going to hire a construction crew to knock that building down.
Which is also a great idea. That's a great idea. And those guys are always looking for a little side cash.
A little side
work. You can get the money together.
Yeah,
they can just dismantle the building overnight.
Thank you for hearing me out. That helps me. I think I'm just going to let it fucking go. I've said my piece on my platform.
You used your well-respected, well-listened-to podcast platform to shout out them. And also, as we talked about, Katie is the MVP of this story. She handled it like a great parent should. She didn't put her kid at risk any more than you had to be, but also was a good example. I mean, that was, to me, if you were to read how to handle an escalating situation, a little bit of sarcasm, a little bit of honesty with your kids, that's not how good people behave, some sass, and saying, let's just not come here ever again. And that's the thing. We have a choice to not support a place like that. And so, fuck yeah.
Man, you're making me think really honestly, like, this is, I'm having this realization for the first time. I did not once say, great job, Katie. I just got pissed. And didn't even like pat her on the back for job, like, well played, mom. I was out of town. Yeah. You handled it perfect.
Yeah, that's because when you hear these stories, you have this fantasy of like, if I was there, oh boy, Steven Seagal and
that's
in the
bad
back
for
room.
Your health. I'd you want to drop a
I'd
bad for your health
him.
On
I'd be spanking him in the back room. Yeah.
No, that genuinely made me like, that brings like tears to my eyes. She nailed it. Good job, Katie. That was well played. You, when I'm out of town or whatever, you're handling it great. It's all good.
And the only reason I say that as well is my life partner, my platonic life partner now, Crystal.
Andrew.
My wife at the time. Crystal Allen, the lovely Crystal Allen, my baby mama. She, when I told her about it, she was like, I don't know that I would have handled it like that. And
at the concert?
Yeah, and I was like, you wouldn't have fucking handled it like that, but you know what? I don't have that fucking setting to be fucking nice.
That one was even worse. They tell your kid to fuck off and then, like, hug them. There's, like, double
like,
dip
don't fucking
of,
touch my kid. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Now that I'm looking back, I think it's the contact. Had that person made contact with your child, had they grabbed their arm or grabbed Malcolm's arm, at that point, You're now going to be waking up in a puddle of your own urine and feces.
Oh, here we go.
Like, I'm
new
going
threat.
To put you to sleep so things...
Oh, you're like, an anesthesiologist now? I'm going to gently be putting you to sleep. And when you wake up, I've done some kind of medical
procedure on
you.
What did
you
call it, Andrew? What was it? Was it an anthropologist? What did you say?
An anthropologist.
They
study cultures.
You're so fucking stupid.
They study cultures.
You've always been stupid. Well, anyway, everybody who's listening, why don't you do this? Tell us how you would have handled this. Tell us what you think about this. What are your thoughts? You can reach out to us at Grolic Comedy, or if you're one of our Patreon subscribers, patreon.com/Grolic Saves. We want to hear how you would have, what would you have thought? How would you have handled this? And tell us situations where someone yelled at your kid and how did you do it? Unless it's a crime. And we don't want to hear about
crimes.
Well,
we do want to hear the crimes, but just tell us it's a crime so we know not to read it out loud.
Omit names, yes, tell us it is a crime. But,
that was
nuts.
I'm trying, like, Ernest Nishorn, I feel better about it. I feel much better about it. Having had
Boom.
This conversation.
Episode 101. Okay. We're doing it. We're professionals.
Did you see?
I had no doubt. I had no doubt. Well, let's take another break. Let's take another break before we move on to the best act three in the biz. Now it's time for your stand-up.
Familiar? Can I bring something in a little familiar?
I was going to say, well, I want to do it now. You've done it 100 times, so now I'm going to do it.
Yeah. All right. That's weird. We just lost a bunch of listeners, but that's all right. All right.
Oh, shit. So Andrew's doing... Andrew's kicking the comics from here.
I'm talking about the comics.
Right. But only if Ben does plugs. Only if Ben does plugs.
I guess we're killing the podcast. Why don't we do this? Why don't we let Andrew Orbital introduce the stand-up comedy?
See, he can't help himself. He can't help himself. He's got to cue me up.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we let Andrew Orbital announce some stand-up comedy?
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to play a live clip from our show, The Grolics, which happens the last Saturday of every month at the Bug Theater in Denver. If you're in Denver, definitely check it out. If you're around Denver, drive over and check it out. The show's always a blast. This is one of our favorites. This is one of our favorite, not only Denver comics, but he's great everywhere he's lived. He's lived in L.A. and New York, and he came back recently to do our show. And you are going to love this clip from Jordan Dahl. And when we come back
Jordan
in Act
Dahl,
three.
He's half wolf. He's half wolf, that Jordan Dahl.
Yes, he's half wolf.
Yep.
Yep.
Lower half. That's why he's always in pants. Always in pants.
And it's wolf, Adam. It's
and
not
when we come
wolf.
Back, we're going to be a Backtrack 3. And we have a new, brand new. Yeah, Adam says wolf, not wolf. And it's pretty adorable. Yeah.
Wolf.
He's it's a wolf. An L. No, there's an L fine. In the word. There's an L in the word.
Yeah,
when we come back in Act 3. When we come back in Act 3, we have a brand spanking new segment that we're going to unveil for you. So stick around.
I'm on my phone way too much. I'm on my phone right now. That's how good I am. All cheeks, baby. I feel like our phones are turning us all into like little princes. Like just little luxury addicts. Like at any point during the day, I can be like, I grow tired of my thoughts and feelings and friends and family. Bring me the phone. I wish to see a goose. Who is best friends with a goat? Look at that, they're so happy. And now I grow tired of their friendship. Make them fight for me. And then it's off to TikTok to see the world's tallest teen do a humiliating dance. And now I wish to peruse women, for I would have an erection. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You'll do. Now I'm tired of you. Let's get that goat back in here. Now you two fight!
Bienvenue to the third act. Third actors, you were sitting on the edge of your seats. You're like, with all these format changes, have they forgotten about us? Au contraire, my dear, dear third actors.
How could we forget?
We cherish you. We do this for you. We got into podcasting to hang out with you. And that's why my boy Ben has got a new little segment he'd like to premiere for you. It's his own Adam's Pearls, if you will.
Yeah.
Ben, why don't you explain
it a little? It's Ben's Adam's Pearls. That's what
it's
called.
Adam's Pearls.
That's what it's called.
Brought to you by Adam.
and our third act, I think it'll be honest. It's like, yeah, I mean, I think honestly, people will get the idea just by the name that I'm titling it. Finally, some good fucking news.
And ooh, that's I like it.
Yeah. And I put a little New England spin on it. Because I'm exasperated by all the bad news. So I want to bring you some good news. You know what I mean?
Nice. Starting with that accent.
Which starting right away, I want to, this is the first one. And going forward, if people listening, you have good news, things like that, we'll talk about them. Your individual one, you know, we can even do it anonymously. So don't think these will always be news headlines. It may be something one of our fans or listeners has told us and we want to share and you've said it's okay to share. So,
Yeah. On the Patreon, throw us some good news or whatever. We'll talk about
Okay, yeah. We're going to
positivity. positivity, a little positivity to end the pod. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, I like I like it. A little aperitif, a positif. I like it.
It's a digestif, and I'm so sick of you.
Oh, the aperitifs at the beginning. Culinary terms.
This is the end of the fucking meal.
I would have called
meal.
The segment "Nice Aftertaste," but whatever. It's up to you, Ben. You
no,
it.
It's called "Finally Some Good Fucking News." No, I agree.
Right. Like, let's get to it, Ben. What do you got? Why don't you
The FDA, the much maligned as of recently FDA,
Federal
has,
Dog Administration made up of
the Food and Drug Administration.
That was a mistake.
Has finally approved a cure for sickle cell disease, for sickle cell anemia, and this has been a big friction point because it is a gene altering therapy, and as we know, that upsets certain people in this country when we fuck with genes to make our lives better. But there is a CRISPR therapy.
I'll get them tailored. Sorry,
CRISPR therapy or gene therapy. The reason why this is important is that it hasn't been a priority for a long time. This therapy won the Nobel Prize, and it has taken a while, but this will affect the lives of hundreds of thousands of African-American people who have struggled with sickle cell anemia and the debilitating effects of it. And so this has been now been it's approved for trials, and it's this is – people have said, like, throughout this process that are doing it, that while the process of administering this is painful, it's given the people who have done it, they're able to go to the gym, they're able to work out, they're able to improve the quality of their lives. I'm not advertising at all for this drug in any manner. I just think it's a great step forward to curing something that has afflicted a group of people who have been marginalized for a long time in the healthcare
industry. Dude, that's undeniably good news and a little nice way to end the pod. I like that. That's good shit.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah, and so that's kind of what we're gonna do. We're gonna try to end the podcast with some good news. Now, like I said, finally, some good fucking news. May also that could include stuff you send us. So please, if you subscribe to Patreon, patreon.com/GrolichSaves, tell us good news that you're willing to let us share. We don't obviously have to share your full name, or you can remain anonymous or whatever. Also, you could do so on social meds at Grolix Comedy. If you, we're going to try to end that every episode on a nice positive note. So
much less important socially, but also good news. We've all got things coming out.
Ben, and I believe
a little bird.
I believe
told
we have
me,
a little.
You're
song.
Doing the plug song.
Am
song,
I,
Ben?
Oh my yeah. God!
You
I
want to
change
switched.
It up, though. I want to change it. I want to go like plugs. Where are those plugs coming from? Plugs, plugs.
All right,
plugs,
I'll take
plugs,
the job
plugs,
back.
Plugs,
I'll
plugs,
do it.
Plugs,
I'll resume
plugs,
doing
plugs,
it in the
Andrew,
next episode.
Andrew, you're back next episode.
Ben, what do you got? What do you got coming up?
Oh, man, I'm glad you asked. I've been waiting to tell everybody about this. Mountain Folk, you people up near the Aspen area, January 12th, I will be at Takah. That is the arts campus at Willits. I will be there telling jokes. You're going to want to get your tickets now. As always, the ticket link for that is in the show notes. Come and see me, the arts campus at Willits. What about you, Andrew? What you got, bud?
I got something. This is save the date, or the tickets might be available. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the situation will be as you are listening to this, but I am recording my third album / special February 9th and 10th right here in Denver at the Denver Comedy Underground. It's overdue. I've been dragging my feet on it, and I'm excited to record this hour and get it out there. So check out the Denver Comedy Underground. If the tickets are available, you're going to see that link in the show notes. Otherwise, just mark off your calendar because your ass had better be there. Adam?
Heck yeah, hell go yeah. See that. Go see it. Adam?
Speaking of specials, mine is out. Wallpaper from 800 Pound Gorilla. It's out for purchase currently, but as of January 18th, it will be free to anyone on YouTube. So thank you to everyone for the kind words. And if you're if you haven't seen it yet, why don't you purchase it? Help me offset that cost a little bit. And it's free January 18th. Also, our live show, The Grolics, January 27th. Get your tickets now in the show notes. Zach Reinert, Kiri Shabazz this month. It's going to be a great show. We'll see you at the world-famous Bug Theater.
Yeah, that's right. It's been selling out, so grab them tickets.
For sure. As always, we couldn't make this show without the help of our wonderful producer, Ron Doyle. Thank you, Ron. As always, a big thank you to Mike Henderson for your help recording to the show. Theme music always brought to you by the Charlie Continental, the lovely Charlie Continental. And as I said before, remember, you can follow us on all the social medias at GrolicsComedy.com. Don't forget to support us. Get ad-free episodes and other perks on Patreon. Patreon.com/GrolicsSaves.
While you're on there, give us good news. Give us things that are upsetting your world. We will be talking about them on the podcast.
And I never thought I'd say this, but we'll be back next Tuesday. Next Tuesday? Whoa. It's only a week from
My
now.
My mind is freaking blown. We're going to be back next week. That is so exciting. And that means you only have to wait 7 more days to hear me say this again. Play us out, Charlie!
Yeah!